I remember going through the lake shore with my grandma. We were going to Miller's I think she even sold some baskets. I remember being in that region. When she was there, and there was a cabin there. Then later on, we come across a house. We got a man.
We hit that old man.
My grandma went in. He said there was a baby sitting there.
We grew up in the cave, or in the
and the other kid was sitting on the other bed.
Just never mind.
She tore up her apron.
We help each other. That old man that
we don't have food. We help each other.
We go on. He had a regular housewife, but they wouldn't stay in that house.
She said, don't say anything. He said,
I went
because that white lady was babysitting
the old lady was sick.
But she left him in that
took some medicine to her.
The windows, there are no windows.
The going in that
there was a door. But that door was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the kids were.
It was so hard about one time. The old man sitting with
the
kids.
I didn't think
it
was.
And I never got
free.
I didn't go far, I just stood by the door.
I decided I want to make friends
with you. We were born,
and they were alone. Go out to get something to
know who they were.
I often wonder if I could make my dough.
How they ever build a
kid's board or shit like that.
There was no
hockey
punks.
Trying to learn how to cook. She wouldn't let me cook
all kinds of food.
Make rye bread. She didn't want me to buy this. Why you ask her? How come you're mad?
Every
time she's gone on crap.
They lived in there.
I got better.
They lived in that new house.
That new
house they gave them.
I got. I wouldn't call him on the right way. And that white lady was the one that was taking care of him.
Staying there was gone.
I guess.
Staying that teepee.
I mean, I used to help my dad
more
in the bed.
I was afraid of that electricity.
I used to know by crying. After I learned how.
Anindikea. Use your tune. Right over here?
I don't know where, maybe on the point where I used to live.
That was hanging on the wall, took that.
Because he finally moved in
on
a log house, a stone house or whatever. There was no floor.
When she was coming, I went out. I was coming out.
Did your grandma know how to make it?
She had furs for floors.
Well,
I only went in there once.
You heat up that bread alongside
the actors too. Stand that up. Then they moved the bathroom.
I don't know what my grandma
cooked
for her.
That's where they finally moved in the house.
Then she'd make biscuits.
And I don't know what
then
I used
to
go to
bread with sourdough.
Check those kids.
But the white lady's got them.
How big was it?
Two rooms.
I often wonder who the kids were.
That
I guess
that
one sitting upstairs, that little girl.
To this day, I don't even know how to make sourdough.
The bedsaw used to be down here.
My aunt made me a recipe. I'll give you where I'm at.
I don't know when I lost.
It's
used to leave your kids alone.
Or my great grandma
couldn't make sourdough bread.
She was a jingle dress dancer.
I guess I used to cry because I couldn't make
sourdough.
She told me, "Grandma, quiet, don't worry about it.
All together and we make her a pet." That's what she died of that.
I can make fragrance for my dad. I don't know what happened. He came home.
Hunting is in the cause of?
Stop at that store, that's a cash or something. And then the lady, still dark, and get up and make a way for her going. Drive us in outside. And my dad didn't like that, and I went outside by myself. He'd always come and sit out. My grandma had a bundle in her bed.
She didn't like being alone.
I don't know what she got. I remember once I was screaming my head off.
Aning and Dasa, Bibaboo and a gizzard?
And a big animal come by me. Here that was a horse.
He said that's a crazy horse.
Oh my God. A lot of grandmas making it. Be quiet, he said. We have trying to help protect you. That's a horse.
Or look for it. I don't remember who I had.
I speak cargo for it. There was two of them, a white one and a black one. The black one is the one that comes to
at
me
first. I didn't know that was my friend.
How did money work back then, Karak?
Huh?
How did money work? Money work back then? How'd your grandma buy things?
Take care of you. Used to sell their baskets. At first I was scared. They got gold coins. That's what they used.
That's grandma. I couldn't believe it was
my other grandma was well to do. She got her own money. She got money for her land.
Screaming my head off.
Every month she called
me. I got a picture of her.
But this one, the one I was so scared of, my head go on there.
It is.
I have nothing. My dad always sit by me and cook fibrin.
But geez, my mom used to work with her at Trading Post. We used to have a cafe.
When I get done, my dad always comes in the garage and I'm ignored.
That doesn't work.
How many batches did you have to make?
I don't know.
So they call them wheels.
I made for enough anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They call that old house and
cook that meat home. Cook my bread.
They were fried.
They had a wagon. A wooden wagon
inside. I cooked it outside.
Ma Gukush Bimede?
Huh?
Gukush Bimede, na?
I don't know what kind of lager you they kept the meat just after that. I start to fire my
cafe
with my wooden swamp.
Go put the wood right on top and put it on side.
She ever got my bread. I didn't know you had a bag mission that solid was. That was
the
one I lost.
So I put the points all the way to Trading Post.
I never wanted to be a party. I was scared and quick. I could see snakes crawling. And the one that used to help me make that
never had a car.
I could feel. He used to come over and make it from where I don't know how old I was. When my dad got home, he had never bothered me, but I don't know why I was scared of that. I should be scared of that.
We used to go to dances and different reservations.
Were you good friends with Margaret?
Huh?
Were you good friends with Margaret?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
I wish I knew how old I was.
My aunt started,
and I had to stay with that old lady. But maybe a half a week on this.
But I remember going to first grade church went to school for the little building. That's where we stayed. Little kids were there then. And the bigger kids had a bigger building. She made us really
work. I stay with that
little lady there. I never went to nursing. And the teachers had a house right
in the bed to enjoy power.
We used to help that teacher.
What reservations did you guys go to?
Planting a garden at home. We used to go there and clean the garden.
Around lake.
We gone playing around there. We thought we were playing here, we were working.
We usually go along
there. Having a lot of fun.
Then that's why I used to stay with that old lady.
But we worked genuinely.
I never worried about it.
We knew that we were going. We got happy, warm. Nice and warm in there. Then getting evening. My uncle would come with a lively lantern and come put it inside here. Then we used to stop at St. Croix and overnight. On a horse and buggy. I used to wonder why they put stakes so far around with a red rag tied to bears wouldn't come near. I suppose they thought that red rag was a fire. I didn't know that till late. My mom said to put them red rags so the bears wouldn't go near that our camp. But I never seen a bear when I was little. But they never bothered us. I guess they did come around, but they never come inside that circle.
That couple, Kadok?
Huh?
That couple that lived Mawakaiganing? Mm-hmm. Aningajinikazo.
Wadina. Jim Wadina.
I can't believe that they'd live in that for so long.
My mom said that's where she grew up in the wigwam. And I guess the government finally gave them houses. I know, the Garbo and them got one. Julia Hanks got one. Tom Benjamin got one. But she had a small house, just one room house. The others had. the teeth in them had four rooms, two bedrooms and living room, dining room and kitchen.
Wow.
This old lady, Big Wind, she had one room, two room house. Her room is one living room and kitchen. Then she's had two bedrooms in that. They weren't separated either, they were wide open. Her old man stayed on that side and she stayed on that side. I'm trying to think of his name. He used to be gone a lot, that old man.
I wish I had covered pennies for your eyes, man.
My uncle lived up in the woods, way up there. There was a road that went there to that road on the other side. Me, us kids, we went over there and go see him. They said they'd see him going. He never told anybody where he was going, I guess. We ran over there, we ran to go see what he does. Yeah, he had a towel laid out in the grass. He had cards, he was playing cards. Then one day he lost and they didn't know where he went. Yeah, they found him by that curve. By that sign, he was sleeping. They just sleep any place. One day I went with my grandma and Patricia's mom. He went in the woods across the lake, across the road. They got medicine, I guess. I don't know what they went and got. Something.
I'm Jonathan Lawson, here to tell you about life insurance.
Walking in the woods, and sometimes I'd see a man laying against a tree sleeping.
The 3 P's of life insurance on a fixed budget are price,
I should be scared.
A price that cures, and a price that fits your budget.
I guess they're supposed to be hunting and they're sleeping.
What's my price?
You can get coverage for $9.95 a month. I'm 65, retired, and take medications. What's my price? Also $9.95 a month.
I just turned 80 and I'm on a fixed income. What's my price?
$9.95 a month.
What's in the oven, Kodak?
Huh?
What's in the oven?